Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Koya.
Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk Koya.
Welcome back.
Did you see on the outline that we have Koya news?
Oh.
Adam's slacking. Las noticias.
Is that what you're waiting for me to push
the
button?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's okay. It's all good. So unexpectedly, I came across a new publication, which we are recording this middle of June. And technically, on the text, it says this is not supposed to publish until July 1st. But somehow, it's already available and out there. So by the time this episode goes out, this publication will be live. So there is a new publication that's coming out July 1st on the morphology of Hoya megalaster.
I love that Hoya. I had bought that from Unsolicited Plant Talks. And it lived for a good chunk of time. Then it died. But it was really cute.
Is it? I don't know if I've seen that one visually.
Megalaster is a big leaf Hoya. And it has very distinct venation. What is that venation called? The one where you can like raised texturally venation? Feel it?
Isn't it pinnate?
Maybe.
But
well, no, the circles. The circles like an elliptica are the pinnate venation.
But you can.
The half circles.
Oh, yeah. But you can.
Oh, the raised.
Let me see.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? When it's raised and it has a textural component to it.
Yeah.
It's called a certain type of venation. I can't remember, but it is on the morphology of Hoya megalaster. And this actually is supposed to, I think what it is this is actually supposed to be coming out in a journal on the International Journal of Plant and Soil Science. So maybe that's when the physical copies come out. And until then, it's available online. But we will link a link for this on our show notes.
And I have to remember to put this on back on my wish list.
Hoya megalaster. It's a really pretty one.
It really is. But I was growing it in my cabinet because it seems like a thinner leaf Hoya.
It's not a thin leaf Hoya.
Or maybe I was treating it like one.
It's pretty hardy. Maybe yours just had flat mites on it or something.
Maybe.
But anyway, so that's exciting. A nice, juicy new publication that is out. So
weren't you just asking for one too? I know. Like, everyone's slacking, no publication.
But this isn't like a new one. It's So anyway, but it's almost like, think of it as a deep dive of Hoya megalaster, and you're gonna get all the information about it, where it's found.
Oh, that sounds like we're gonna have an episode about that soon then.
Probably not, because just one Hoya.
Hey, we did that for elliptica.
Oh yeah.
And Bella.
I don't have a megalaster, though, so I don't have any input to give about megalaster.
I'm
going to
need you to lean into your microphone, though.
I will okay. When I talk.
You were talking.
I'm holding the baby. That's the end of the news. Yay!
Wait, is it, though?
It is! Yes. Oh, my gosh, I almost got a fungus down my mouth. Just swallow, Lydia. Don't think about it.
So with preparing for exclusive content, and then we recently had two guest speakers, and there's just been a lot of things going on. And so, you know, whenever we prepare an episode, there's a lot of time that goes into the back end and the work and the research of it. And today just felt like a good day to just sit down and enjoy each other's company and just chat.
Yeah.
All right.
So
no research.
I'm gonna unbutton my pants.
Can't even wear them. So this is actually a topic that Jesse was like, "Oh, this might be fun to talk about." So we're going to chat about Hoya items that we hoard, Hoya that we hoard, and how we have become hoarders through this hobby.
Yeah, but not like really, not like the TV show hoarders.
Yeah,
I mean sometimes it really feels like literally when I started this hobby and I saw Toriel's YouTube video, I was like, it's plants and that's great, but like I see no room for like anything in there.
Yeah, but her place was super clean.
It was, but there was like a moment. Full.
I mean, because that was before we were so into Hoya, and there was a moment where we were like, that's a lot of plants. I didn't know people grew plants like that. And now, just in a blink of an eye, I mean, all of us have at least one of our rooms dedicated filled with plants in it at this point. So,
and more.
Probably. Yeah, and you used to have a whole garage.
Yeah.
And a room living in the room house.
And bedroom. And yeah, now it's a whole front living room. But anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So what are some Hoya items that you all hoard, Adam?
You know, pots, maybe. I think I'm a pot hoarder big time because I never know when I'm going to want to repot things. I have a lot of pots that aren't going to work for me ever, but I, for some reason, can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
Or when I do clean or you help me organize and I'm like, I want to get rid of these. And then you always go, those ones? Are you sure?
Because they're such nice pots.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to use them.
And it's funny because you do like a lot of things to look the same.
Yeah.
So you probably, like if you have a pot that you like, you have like 50 of it.
Yeah.
And then when you switch out of it, then you have 50 leftovers that you keep in your house somewhere.
Yeah.
And they are nice, but you're not probably going to use them.
All those Melfo pots that I'm not going to be, I mean, I'm still using them, but I've repotted things from the Melfo because they're moving to their permanent home. Maybe I should just sell those trademark not boy Melfo pots. They have the gay magic.
I like that.
Dang. And here's me laughing at you because I moved about, I don't know, it's been less than a year, but I have one of those short Vitsu shelves and I used to keep pots underneath. And when I moved, I told myself I'm not going to put any pots there because I'm just going to keep them boxed up for when I move again. And then it's all filled up all over again. Plus, all those pots that I potted up are still in the garage. So I don't even know how many pots I have at this point.
Oh, God.
No. Hard same. When I moved in 2021... I got one of those U-Haul boxes that's like as tall as I am.
Like the extra large one?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm never going to fill this up, but I might as well just put all my like plant stuff in here. It is from bottom to the top full of pots.
Oh, I know. I packed that box.
Yes. It is still in my garage. It has not been unpacked, but I have not gotten rid of them. It's still there. And I have more pots inside in the office now. So I definitely am a pot hoarder.
Remember when we went through that phase of eating those wee yogurts and saving all those little
gut health was perfect.
Oh, I can't even tell you how many of those I have. I have a whole box full of those.
Really?
Yeah, Maddie kept always saving hers too and giving them to me. So I have like boxes full of those too. I still do use them every now and then.
Dang.
But not as much as what is in my house.
You know, now that we've said this pot thing, I remember that my garage is full of terracotta pots.
Oh my God.
That is
because
true.
Do you remember how many plants I used to have?
Yeah.
And then I went to Passive Hydro. I went to Pawn. I went to Leca.
But
and
you
I
was can't like, put them in terracotta.
No. I mean, I literally have like 50 terracotta pots in the garage.
Same. I have a huge box filled with just terracotta pots. And I wrote on the box, terracotta pots.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move again with that. Yeah. I don't know that I'm ever going to open the box.
You should just leave it in your garage. And then whoever moves in is like, here's your present.
But those are my terracotta. I spent a good penny on those.
Okay, but you're never going to. Okay, then you're going to have a garage sale and sell them for a dollar.
I forgot. Literally just until now, because I was telling myself, I don't have that many pots because I'm thinking of the ones that are on my shelf. forgetting that I have five boxes filled to the brim with different types of pots.
So. You know those IKEA pots that we like?
Mm-hmm.
IKEA is partly to blame because they clearanced them and I was like, oh God, they're going away. So I had to buy,
Oh yeah. I remember I was there, I think. And you were just like grabbing them all. And yeah. I was like,
that was
okay.
A good deal. They were a dollar.
They were 99 cents. But Jesse, you sent me a birthday bouquet of, fruit.
Edible arrangement.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit of a homophobic attack because you sent fruit to a fruit, but whatever. Just kidding.
I only love edible arrangements.
But the pot that it came in fits one of my net pots perfectly. And now I really need to know.
Where is it?
So then we can continue to hoard more pots. It's just never ending. But the thing is, it's not just about the cheap pots. Now there are so many artisanal pottery makers.
Artisanal? Is that a thing when pottery? Artistic? We know what you mean.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. And they just, I mean, these people are just so creative and they're making beautiful pottery and I just can't help myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been there when you're like, oh my God, that's so cute. I need one. And then you're like, oh, they restocked, but they went too fast. And it's like, you don't really need more pots, but you want to buy them because they're cute.
So it's a whole problem.
Yeah. Something else I hoard, too, is trellises. I don't know why. Like one day, Adam, you told me about these little hoop ones that you have.
Mm-hmm. The circle ones?
No, the like bamboo. Long.
The bamboo trellises?
Mm-hmm. Why did I go on Amazon and buy like 60 of them?
Did you really?
And how many of my plants are trellised? Like maybe five, but I have stacks of them in my house.
Yeah. Even I, because the 24-inch ones, Ara from Shop Plantasmic, she sells them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so even I bought 50 of them and I'm still only maybe half.
50?
I bought 50.
Damn, girls.
Well, because if you think, well, for me, you know, all the shop plants that are in the tent will have to go on a trellis mm-hmm. and all of my bigger plants will have to go on a trellis. Because it just saves room. And then I gave you some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a shop or anything. I was just like, I definitely need 60 of these.
Yeah. Well, do you have a little garage sale? Come buy them from you.
No, I need those. Those are mine. That's the problem.
That's what I was talking about when you said, when I was saying repotting it. That's also what I was meaning. It's like, let's get everything on a trellis. Let's get it situated.
Get everything on nice
in the way that Adam likes things done.
See, I feel like, yeah, I'm down to do that, but like you'd have to do it when I'm not there because I want you to be so gentle with my plants. Okay. And I feel like you guys are like, wham, bam, next, wham, bam, next.
I will say Lydia is rough with plants.
Yeah.
Like I've noticed it and I have to tell her and be like, okay, now gentle.
Can you be nice?
Let's be gentle. Because she's just ripping shit off of trellises whenever we're repotting things. But anyway. She means well.
Okay, but they're okay. Listen, when I show up and you're like, all right, this needs to be this way, and then there's 50 plants and we have 5 hours in a day, you gotta go wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
No,
there ain't no time to be like, oh, little baby.
See, I wanna do that. I wanna be like Marie Kondo about my plants and be like, oh my God, look at you used to. I wanna go through my photo album and be like, this is what you used to look like. And now look at how great you've done. Like, wow.
Okay, but didn't you not just tell me that you rip your pants? You rip your plants out of their pots, out of their substrate.
I don't rip them out. I wet it and I like gently ease them off the edge, pull them out. I wash the roots gently.
I think this is the part where we should and then insert all the times Jessie has said that she literally picks her plant up and it goes rip.
Okay, because they make that noise when they're dry.
Yeah, but you
not my Lego glass ones.
At least once a year, you wash off their roots, and that's not like plants aren't.
Yeah,
plants in the wild aren't like, oh yeah, rip me out of the ground. And
also, you swear your plants are, you know, they just gotta survive or they ain't gonna make it. But all of a sudden, when we're potting them, we have to be gentle with them
because they're doing the most by surviving.
Yeah, I mean.
They've earned respect.
I'm just
unless they die, in which case, bye.
I'm getting flashbacks of my tequila sunrise when Lydia, I was like, let's propagate it. And she's like, okay. I was like, but I don't want to cut this because this is the first peduncle I've had on this plant.
Chop.
Just cut the damn thing right off. Just.
No, 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 no. I was trying to trace it back, but that one vine had put out so many new vines. And when I thought I cut the one that I needed to, it was the main one that had all five of the other vines on it. And then the whole thing went toppling down.
If we're ever in a bus and there's a bomb on that bus,
do not give Lydia the vines.
I really am not the one.
Not have the scissors. Because you're going to be like, cut the green cord and then
cut the blue cord.
Oh no, guys, that was red.
No, we'll be up in heaven like, oh snap, that yeah. was not the right cord.
Well, the positive is I'll probably be up there too, so.
Yeah. Saying, hey, what are we having for dinner?
Anyway.
So yeah, I have a lot of trellises too, but I think a lot of it is I was trying to find the ones that I liked the most, the ones that... And so I have a different, you know, different plants, different strokes for different folks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, same. And I want to use those bamboo trellises, but I haven't bought the water sealer.
I have some. Why don't you just, I'll just, next time I come over, we'll just water seal them.
Okay. And then, yeah, and then I want to use them because I did used to just shove them in there, but after they rot, it just gets so messy.
It does get really messy. I mean, the water sealer, it still kind of rots eventually.
Yeah, but not nearly as quickly as it does normally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lydia, what's something that you hold on to?
So, you know how you get a pack of bobby pins and there's like 500 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day it just feels like in a snap, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am with butterfly clips. You know, those little green like gardening clips that you clip the vines of the Hoya onto the trellises. I mean, I feel like I'm already on my third box of 500 butterfly clips.
Oh my God, 500?
I've gone through all of them.
And your plants aren't that big.
Let me get her some ice for that burn. Moment of silence.
No, but really, like, it's not like they're wrapping around multiple times.
Well, not 500. I think it's like a box of 100.
I think it's 100. Because it's the same ones you buy me.
But even... 100 of them, like, I mean, I would think that I would have them for quite some time, but I just opened another box of them not too long ago, and I'm running low already.
Are your dogs eating them?
No, I think I just really like clipping vines. Lydia's eating on there. Them. Every vine gets 10 like clips or something, maybe.
Like every inch of the vine is
every
a
collection. Every node.
I actually wouldn't doubt that about you.
And so I just know there's just hundreds of them in my house.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
I will say when you gave me butterfly clips, I do like it a lot more than the Velcro.
Oh, really?
But the Velcro was doing its job and I spent money on it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep the Velcro. But it's just so much easier with the clips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you guys, like, as a person who's actually, like, a child of hoarder, like, actual hoarders, who also has to be very good at, like, making sure I don't become a hoarder, I used to keep, like, every little bit of, like, the Velcro, the butterfly clips, bread bags, you know how sometimes they have a twist tie? Yeah. I used to keep all of those. Like anytime I would have, like anything would come with those little cable ties. I like would keep those because I was like, I'm going to use this for my plants. Like in a.
Cut to the pipe cleaner holding up your
lights. Oh yeah, the pipe cleaner holding up my lights. It was like all in an effort to like be recyclable, reusable, you know?
An Earth superstar?
Yeah, nature superstar.
Okay.
I was like, I have to hold all this. Like anything, like if an Amazon package came in a plastic bag, I would keep it. Like the bubble, like all of it. And then one day I had to go through and just like, you need to get rid of this. I did recycle as much as I could.
Yeah.
But I get to that point where everything's just piled up. And I'm like, well, I can't get rid of it because I'm going to use it for my plants or like the plastic pots, like things like that. So that does happen to me sometimes where I'm just like, step back. let things go.
But also cut to having Lydia as a friend who comes over and organizes your things.
Yeah.
And I'll just look at this and tell myself, this was here literally a year ago. Trash.
Trash.
This is, what the heck? Trash.
And me.
What no, the heck? I'm gonna trash. Use
that. Oh, that's mine.
I have kept my carts very organized. Thank you.
Wow. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. It is nice when things are organized. So
I have to come back movable. Next year and clean it.
Yet.
Well, yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. What else? Oh, like back when we first began getting into the plants, glass jars.
Mm. Oh glass my gosh, soda bottles, no matter what the glass jar was.
Tapatio bottles, everything was like, and then my parents would save them for me too and give them to me. So I also had to have a glass recycling party for myself because that was too much.
But you can't recycle glass anymore in the city of Phoenix.
I know that, and see that almost makes it worse because I don't. Before, if I could recycle it, I would be like, okay, cool, no big deal. But now that I know that it's just going in the garbage can, then I'm like, maybe I should keep it. I'll find a reason for it. You know, so it kind of makes it worse.
But I wonder if there's a facility we could go to drop off the glass where maybe they can still break it down and melt it.
Yeah,
maybe. But I feel like everyone went through that phase, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in the early stages of plant parenthood.
I mean, some people are still in that phase.
Well, you helped me pack my garage and packed up a whole box of glass jars, so.
Yeah.
And I didn't throw them away. And I don't, I don't know why.
I don't know much.
I don't know why.
What are some other things that...
You know what else is a big one for me? Mm-hmm. Are the strawberry forks.
Oh, the little orange ones?
Yes. Well, yes.
Shop problems, I guess.
Which, for people who don't know, they're basically... What would you call it? It's like a U-shaped pin. Yeah, pin.
To pin the propagation into the little pot.
Mm-hmm. And I guess gardeners use it to hold down strawberry vines. Mm. And so they're called strawberry forks, but it works so well for propagations. Mm-hmm. And so I just can never not have them.
Yeah.
And I buy them. It's like the bobby pin thing. You know, you had 500 of them and then you blink your eyes and you only had one left. It. Yeah. So then you have to have them on hand all the time. You a little sleepy today?
I don't know why. Is that Mai Tai barking? Because mm-hmm. Steve's probably playing with him in the room.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, Adam, you might hoard macrame.
Well, all the ones...
Cords?
All the ones here I've made. So, but I have a lot of the cord left because I'm not using it anymore.
But didn't you also go through a box that was like full of... macrame stuff you made and never got rid of?
Yeah, but that was also because
but that cord came in clutch when we went river tubing.
Oh yeah,
because we took it to tie down the tubes together.
Oh nice. Did you bring it back home to use?
No, I cut it and threw it away.
Yeah,
nice.
But I do have a lot of the cord, and I did have a lot of projects that I did, that like keychains, snowflakes, that kind of stuff. But I kind of had forgotten about them because it was a situation where it was like the box in the move where you throw all the random stuff that's left over that you didn't know where to put.
Yeah.
And so that's where it was living. So I never even thought about opening that box.
Yeah. Oh, but those junk boxes.
Treasure.
Are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do have a lot of macrame stuff. I need to get rid of that. See, I was going to get rid of it, and then Lydia was like, but I want to learn macrame.
I do still want to learn macrame, though.
I still want
though.
You to teach us macrame, too.
Oh.
You should
That's going to be one of our exclusive content. We'll have a macrame class.
I do not think I could ever teach. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. You know how there's that studio in downtown Phoenix that lets you have workshops for people? And I was going to say you should host a macrame workshop, but...
No.
You wouldn't do it. So, okay. But you can teach us.
Okay, you can teach Lydia and then she'll teach a class to our exclusive content.
I like teaching people things.
Okay.
She's also mean. I should do it this way. I'm just kidding.
It's just hard to... Macrame, you really have to have like some sort of like, you know, hand-eye coordination type stuff. Not in like the way you would play sports, but then it's hard to do that like even virtually to try to like show someone how a knot is tied.
So probably not going to be my skill.
But we'll ghost. Like, I'll sit behind you and I'll put my arms around you. We'll play Unchained Melody.
You promise?
Oh, we can get one of those gloves. Oh, how one person wears a glove and then there's another glove on top of it that you slide your hands into so your fingers move at the same time.
I don't know what Lydia's trying to get us into, but... Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Looking to elevate your gardening game this season? Well, look no further than Coast of Maine, your go-to source for premium organic soils for over 28 years. Organic approved and sourced from oceans and farms, their full range of garden and lawn products are designed to restore roots to the natural world.
So picture this. You're struggling with lackluster soil, just like I did last year, and your garden plans just aren't thriving. And that was until we discovered Coast of Maine. Their products infuse my soil with the healthy microbes and nutrients it was craving, resulting in vibrant outdoor plants that practically thanked me for the upgrade.
Omri listed and crafted from natural ingredients like lobster shells and fish bones, their products not only nourish your plants, but also your peace of mind.
Are you ready to take your garden to the next level? Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. That's why their products are carried by local retail partners who provide advice and insight, not just found in big box stores.
And Coast of Maine knows, from beginning to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere.
Their products make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone.
Let's get growing together.
Visit coastofmaine.com today. That's coastofmaine with an E.com.
What is something that you hope to add to your list of hoarding, or a new Hoya item that you would like to try that's been on your list, or you've kind of been eyeing, thinking, oh, that's kind of cool, maybe I'll try that?
Well, my thing definitely is I want to try putting the wicking cord at the bottom of my pots. Mm-hmm. But for that, I need to buy pots that are bigger, because these little...
The Malfoy pots?
Malfoy pots are too small for that.
Yeah. So that's when I kind of graduate to the IKEA, like the...
Maybe I'll take all 50 of your pots off your hands. No. He's like, no.
No. But then he's like, wait, but those are my pots.
Not my pots. Yeah. Because those Malfoy pots, those aren't wicking pots.
Yeah, no. Know? But that's definitely something I want to try, so then I can hoard wicking cord.
You know what's something that I have a thing for is fertilizers. I have a lot of different kinds of fertilizers.
You do.
I do. But there's one that caught my eye recently, and it was someone in a Facebook group. They got this Hoya fertilizer from Germany, and apparently the fertilizer, the NPK, is supposed to be balanced and optimal for Hoya.
Mm.
And I don't know. Whenever I hear that, it just makes me think, oh my gosh, do I need to try it?
Yeah, I feel like you do.
I'm really wanting to buy one. It's only $20. And maybe we can try it. Would you try it?
Is it just like that one thing goes into your nutrient solution?
Right. It's a one and done. Kind one of how done. Foliage Pro is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's for hydroponics. I would have to do more research and look into it, but
yeah,
it looked interesting. I'm going to say that it looked interesting. So
I forgot that you do hoard nutrients and fertilizers, because one of our first episodes, you were like, oh, I've tried this. And then I tried this and I was like, damn girl, where do you store all these?
The garage.
With the scorpions.
That must be one endless garage.
Yeah.
What about you, though? What's something that... Is there anything that you've wanted to try this year?
Well, this is where I have a little trouble. I have a product from Modern Sprout, and it's like a hydroponics thing. I think they advertise it as like for herbs and stuff, like a countertop, but it's this beautiful like bamboo box that has a pump in it that aerates, and it has these like tubes, so it like constantly goes on a cycle of it's like a flood and drain hydroponic system, like an actual hydroponics,
like the self-watering, constantly moving.
Yeah, see, mm-hmm. we say semi-hydro or passive hydro for how we have our plants, but those two aren't even really like actual things. Like that's not even an actual word.
Yeah,
but it's how we've decided to do it because we're using hydroponics in a way that the nutrients are wicking through.
The principles of it without the actual mechanics of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this thing is actual mechanics where it's sucking, it has a pump, it sprays water. So it like floods the pond, the substrate that you choose, goes down to the reservoir, floods back up on a cycle of like on 10 minutes, off 30 minutes, on 10 minutes, off 30 minutes.
Wow. That sounds sciencey.
So my idea was to put Lacunosa in it because mm-hmm. then it could just trail down and cascade down a shelf.
A mixed pot of Lacunosa.
Yeah, like 8 different Lacunosa cuttings, which you... Oh, God, I got the burpees.
I did too.
Remind me not to give us soda next time. But yeah, like I love mixed pots, as you know. And I think it would be so cool. Like at first, I think you and I were talking that I should do like all silver Lacunosa, mm-hmm. but I kind of like the depth of having different types of Lacunosa, like green, a variegated one, you know, silver, different shaped leaves. So that's my hope to one day do. I mean, I've had the thing for a year.
Yeah. I think this is the year where it should happen.
It's just, it needs electrical outlet. You know, and that's the thing that's like stopping me because whatever I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty, but the way my outlets are when I plug one thing in, like it basically can only have, the way the outlets are shaped, you can only have one thing plugged in them, which is just stupid.
Why don't you use one of those like multi plugins?
I know. They're fixes.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Done.
I don't like cords.
Weird. Anyway. I would not expect that coming from this room.
Okay. But yeah, I do want to get that. I think that would be so cool to have it, like Lacunosa.
You should do it. I think this is the year.
Yeah.
And I think that segues into if there's any type of Hoya that we hoard.
Mm-hmm.
Like a certain species, variety, a cultivar.
No, I don't think there are. I have pretty good.
lies.
Literally so many Lacunosa.
Didn't you count not too long ago how many Lacunosa you have in your collection?
There's at least 40.
And specifically silver ones, too.
Well,
looking at a whole shelf of silver Lacunosa.
There are a bunch there. Yeah.
But you think you've seen them all, there's just more. I mean, you have a lot of Lacunosa.
But there's still so many I don't have.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wants.
Yeah. And then I would say the other one specifically is like Elliptica. Because I have 3 different Elliptica. Mm. And they're all 3 look so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of love them.
Mm.
What about you guys?
Well, I realized this after I came back from San Diego with a Hoya that was blooming, that it was the 4th Hoya Obovada for my collection.
Like just a regular plain?
Yeah, just plain green Obovada.
Oh,
but a few of them, like 2 or 3, I've purchased because they were blooming. And I was like,
I'm going to do it the easy way.
I'm going to do it the easy way. So now I have like 4 or 5 Obovadas in my house. So I really want to give one to my sister.
Yeah.
And then keep the rest.
Wait, which sister?
Nin.
Because
I feel like, because she listens to our pod.
Hi, Nin.
Shout out to Nin.
I feel like I want to make her a little Hoya lover.
Nin is like she's like the best hype person.
She really is.
I love she's that been she like reacts that, to my stories on Instagram all the time.
She's been like that all my
she
life.
She reposts our podcast every week.
We should send Anna some Hoya.
Well, yeah, the Obovada.
That's what we're talking about, Lydia.
Anyway.
Welcome to the chat.
Yeah, nice. I mean like I more, know. You know.
No, she's got 3 kids.
She's got
one
humans.
Hoya is enough.
Okay.
And not to say you can't have lots of kids and lots of Hoya, but I know my nin. One Hoya is enough. She also, like, not Hoya related, but grows, like, mango trees and avocado trees. And I was over there last weekend, and they are taller than I am at this point. Like, it's not like, yeah, it's not like the little, like, avocado potato project you do. It's like a full tree. I'm like, okay.
Go off, sis.
That's crazy. Anyway,
another plant I hoard is diversifolia. I don't know. I think, like, one time it caught mealies and I, like, took cuttings and I was like, well, I'll have this backup. But then I don't know when my cuttings became cuttings. And so I was watering today and I have a whole, like, Visivu? What was the show? Vitsu? Vitsu?
Yeah.
The bottom of one is all little pots of diversifolia. And they're not even little anymore. They're like growing all big. And I'm like, oh, I need to get rid of some of these.
And that's the one that was literally found in every level of Borneo.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that grows like a weed.
But it's like that one video. Remember Adam put out that one video once and it was his obovada. And he was saying, and here is the cutting. And Jesse and I were just telling you, that's not a cutting. That's a whole other plant.
Yeah, you know.
My diverse folias are no longer cuttings. They're whole freaking plants.
Dang.
So yeah. And that's one.
Let's unpack that. Why are you holding on to that one?
I don't know. They just grow so easily. Mm. They have these cute, like, ovate leaves.
Come therapy with me.
And, like, I literally think that plant could have four different pests on it, and it would still grow.
Yeah, I mean, literally,
I've seen it have every scale, level
of Borneo.
Mealies and flat mites at the same time, and baby girl is still putting out leaves. She's as resilient as her mama is.
Gotta put me first.
She gotta put her first. Yeah, like, I love it.
Yeah.
And I do think they're really cute. And, like, today I noticed one of them has a really splashy leaf too. So I was like, ooh.
Let's cut that and see if we can.
Yeah. No, don't come near my plants.
I don't know if I even know what diversifolia looks like. I gotta be honest.
It has slightly ovate leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of the leaf comes to a slight apex.
Okay.
But the leaves are maybe about 2 inches long or so.
Oh, okay.
Not very wide. The flowers are
very cute.
Oh, yeah. Mine has never flowered.
It has a bit of a sporadic growing pattern, though. It's not really a trailer viner. It just kind of goes everywhere. I feel like it's very a bit of a sporadic type of a growth habit.
It gives some Carnosa vibes.
Yeah, just like green plant.
But Carnosa leaves are a little bit wider, in my opinion, and diversifolia leaves are not as wide.
Okay. Cute. Okay. Do you have them on trellises, or are they just kind of?
Yeah, they're on trellises, but mine haven't bloomed.
Well,
because these blooms are looking cute. And then there is a splash one.
So now Jessie's not going to get rid of them because she's going to try and see which one of those is going to get rid of
them. Okay, but hear me out. If one of them has splash on it, which I feel like you need to take a photo and show us, but the best way to try to replicate that is to cut that piece out and propagate it.
I don't want to replicate it. I want to see what nature does.
All right. Well, I mean, you were the one just said you hoard them and you have enough, but sorry, you don't want to take another cutting.
No, I don't. I just want to see what she's going to do.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You know who I got those from? Kevin.
Skinny McPlanty. I just saw a story that Christelle posted and I was like, I miss them.
I know.
I haven't seen them.
Local Hoya people.
Yes. I feel like it's been 2 years or so. Local group. Yeah.
The OGs.
Same.
Literally, what, 5-6 months before the pandemic broke out is when we all first met.
Yeah.
What the things a life. That COVID took.
I know.
Just ripped it right from us.
My shoulder just popped. It felt like my arm fell off. Sorry, guys.
Maybe you shouldn't look at your watch and be like, all right, we're wrapping this up.
When we all turn 30, I guess we're falling apart.
Yeah.
No, I was checking my notifications. I wasn't checking the time.
I'm trying to think. I If there's
Lydia, what about do you hoard anything?
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to ask.
Lydia.
So I was
so what Lydia. What species of Hoya do you like to hoard?
What is a species that you hoard, Lydia?
Sorry.
Tell us, we want to know.
So I feel like
and you can't say thin-leafed. You can't.
That's you can't just be general.
Okay, well, one that I was going to say was Pandorata.
It's so easy.
Goodness, let the girl speak.
Usually we can't get you to shut up.
I don't have a Pandorata.
Well,
so it sounds like you have a problem I can resolve.
I have a lot of different Pandorata, and I have multiple backups too. So I have one that I received as Brahmanika. I have two of those. I have two Pandoratas that are believed to be dark form. I have two Pandorata Vietnam.
And you've also done this to me because I have the dark form.
Yes.
And then I have a Pandorata Vietnam. And then another Pandorata that had Splash. And you're like, I want you to have this one.
But something about Pandorata. And then the Brahmanika,
that's probably a Pandorata.
I mean, the vines are branching. And I just really love that you don't really have to do anything with them. You don't have to worry about trellising them. You don't have to worry about them trailing downwards and getting crazy. Oh, and I do have a Pandorata subspecies Angustifolia, but they're just so fun, and the foliage is different, and they are prolific bloomers, always blooming constantly.
No scent though that I smell.
No, me neither.
Very faint.
Pandorata is one I'm obsessed with. I want all of them. They are beautiful.
They really are.
They really, really are.
I wouldn't know because I don't have one.
I feel like at one point I gave you one and you killed it.
You did. I got one in a trade. Remember when we went to Cali?
Yes.
I traded one of my plants for a cutting. Died. You gave me one. Died. I feel like we should try again.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
I feel like we tried.
No.
Just kidding.
I think Jesse's path to success is to receive like a fully rooted plant in exactly what it needs to be in for like the next year.
Yeah. No, looking around here, they are pretty gorgeous.
They are. And they're so different. I think that species really like encompasses a bunch of different leaf shapes, and like what was gathered as a Brahmanika, more than likely Pandorata, flowers a lot. These ones don't. Like the dark form has never even put out.
Yeah, they're slightly different, but just beautiful nonetheless. Yeah. But also one that I hoard all the time, thin-leaved Hoya. I mean, I gotta say it because, you know, they're my babes. It took me, so, you know, Adam started, but Adam started the new challenge to post your top five Hoya that you're in love with. And it took me a lot to not post all thin-leaved Hoya because I was just thinking people are just going to call them lemon trees. So I'm just going to post one and then not.
It's me. I'm people.
The metanifolia.
Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous, though.
So
I do need a cutting of
it
that.
It is finally giving me large leaves.
Did you see those eyes?
Yeah.
Those eyes that don't even?
It is one of those Hoya where the leaves start out small, and over time they get bigger and bigger. And you have to keep it that way for it to bloom, is what I hear. So am I cutting it anytime soon? No.
So I'm going to need a top cutting?
Yeah. Someone sent me a message and was like, about the challenge that you did. And they were like, why do I feel like these are all your plants? And I was like, no, they're not. Lydia's growing some very big plants.
Yeah.
Yes, because a girl is capable and has been growing plants for like 4 years.
But you've been copying Adam because you're like, there has to be a reason why his plants are so big.
No.
It can't be just that Adam's a great plant dad.
I mean, also my plants, they still are just steadily growing.
I think it was because our pots and trellis are very similar.
Yeah, they still don't reach a growth rate of Adam's plants, so.
Yeah.
But also Lydia is not one to have like big plants. She's like, oh, you're more than 6 inches long, chop.
She is a chopper.
Yeah, I do like
she's a
fence.
Chopper proper. And
also, you know, that's the business. I can't get attached. I have to cut my plants.
Yeah.
So.
It's like that metanophilia that
I don't know, but that's mine. So
the one that we don't have.
So that's mine. Anyway,
that one is so pretty.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, those are my plants.
I think we just
we hit a nerve.
Pissed her off.
No. So you're hoarding medillifolia now?
No, I do have two of them.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a backup one that's an ambient that's not doing too hot. So
okay.
Yeah.
So my James Bond move is gonna be to show up in Lydia's house and steal it.
I'm gonna lock my cabinet.
Yeah.
Okay, you act like Finn wouldn't eat me.
I was gonna say, there's seven dogs there. I'm pretty sure someone's gonna alert her of your presence.
Yeah.
So those are mine. But of all the Hoya that you hoard, if it could have one type of mutation that you've never seen on it and that you don't currently have, what would it be?
Ooh, is there a mutation on Lacanosa that I haven't seen?
I don't know. You think about that. What about you, Jesse?
I have two answers because I hoard two. I want to see an Obovada Swiss cheese. So kind of like the Adansonii, the one that has the holes in it. I want that to somehow happen.
Oh,
and that maybe that's an impossible mutation.
I was not expecting that.
That's not possible.
You know what? Nothing is impossible if you have faith in Christ.
So you want your Obovada.
Sorry, my immediate Southern Baptist was like,
oh my God.
Clip that, please. You know what?
Under his eyes.
Nothing is impossible if you wish it hard enough. So, Obovada.
If
you have faith, you have faith like a tiny seed of mustard.
I'm recovering.
This little light of mine, monster Obovada.
I'm gonna let it shine.
That was quick, though. That was like it came out of me faster than I could have like processed that.
Man, that's ingrained deep somewhere in there. Anyway. Even when you have dementia one day, that's gonna still come up.
my inner bigot will be right there waiting to happen.
Right there.
Anyway,
you want your Obovada?
Yes,
to get fenestration.
Yes, I want Obovada to fenestrate.
Okay.
You didn't say it had to be a possible mutation.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you're right. Like,
right?
I love that you went there.
Yeah. And then I want my diversifolia to be like full silver.
Oh.
I've never seen one. I did just see a splashy one. And like I mentioned to you guys, mine had a cute little splash formation there. Mm-hmm. But I want full silver diversifolia.
Full silver. Okay.
Well, okay.
What about you, Adam?
Well, now the realm of possibilities have just like opened so much more. And I still don't know an answer. Lydia, what about you?
You know what I hope for? You know, Pandorata, there's the full silver already. I'm not really interested in seeing it inner or outer variegated. But when it comes to thin-leaved Hoya, you do not see full silver or a lot of variegated thin-leaved Hoya. Like there's the Coriaceae silver, which is full silver. And there's a couple of thin-leaved Hoya that have inner and outer variegation. But a lot of different species don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to see more mutations on thin-leaved Hoya where there's silver, inner variegation, outer variegation. I just think it'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be. I was going to say, but then I was like, I can't say that because that wasn't Lydia's hoarding plant. But I was going to be like, it'd be really cool to have an inner variegated Pandorata. And then you just were like, I don't really care about a variegated Pandorata.
Well, hey, go for it. Take it.
I think it'd be kind of cool, but I want the variegation to be akin to like how the Australis Lisa is, where there's like different... You don't like that one?
Oh, like a lemony lime. The variegations that I usually prefer are like the creamy white.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the different hues of green.
Mm, like I see.
With that type of variegation.
Polyneura intervariegated.
Like the intervariegated. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like there's parts of it that are like a light green, parts that are dark green. Mm-hmm. It's like almost like camouflage type. Mm-hmm. I think that's really pretty.
Yeah. You know what would be really cool?
No.
The plant that we have that we acquired as Brahmanika, if it had that, you know how there's the Bellalita boy that has the quote unquote sandwich variegation, which is not a real thing. It's a market thing. But to see that with the outer variegation and then the middle variegation and then the green in the middle with the variegation sandwiched in between.
It looks like a comet. Because it looks like a comet, but
that
also,
would look so cool, wouldn't it?
It would look like an eyeball.
That would be cool.
And draw the cat eyes sharp enough to kill a man.
Yes, I'm in. I'm gonna have more wish for that than my
we just had faith and bless someone. Then we just went straight to killing. Oh dang!
Straight to killing. That would be cool. Sandwich variegation. I love that sandwich variegated Bella.
I know.
That was also in your top five.
It was. I really am living for that Bella right now.
Yeah. Is that our episode for now?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a nice little, a very chill.
Yeah.
Faith-based chit-chat.
Stop. Please cut that out.
I know. Yeah, cut it out.
A very chill chit-chat that we had today.
I'm excited.
It was.
I can't believe we're already 6 months through the year.
I know.
We're like,
that's true.
Summer just started, but it's going to be over like this.
And at this point, we would have passed a year since our podcast started.
One and there's still people listening, which means we can't be all that bad.
And it's growing. Yeah.
I know.
So thank you guys for being here.
It's just surreal. And then, because right now it's June, in 6 months, we're going to be watching Christmas movies. You're welcome.
And there's a lot of goodies that we have in store for you for this these last 6 months of the year. I'm really excited.
There is
just one thing.
So make sure you go leave us a review. Reviews help our podcast get traction. Share it with a Hoya friend, please. If you kind of like this chatty vibe, subscribe to our exclusive content because you're getting two chatty episodes a month.
But Hoya chatty.
Not necessarily Hoya chatty, just,
Well, these are Hoya chatty episodes.
True.
But Hoya chatty.
We're
and
not just
also,
talking about Taylor Swift, which I could talk about for an entire episode.
But also sometimes we'll add on to episodes that we do and topics dive that deeper. You guys want us to talk about. So a lot of different content to
come lots of
there.
Different things, but more us. And that's the important thing.
Yeah.
you can subscribe to that exclusive content. What else, Lydia?
That's all.
Okay, well, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. I never remember how we structure the end of our episodes, but that makes it fun and new every time.
A year later, guys.
I know. Instagram, we're at let's.talkhoya. We post about the episodes. We put story highlights for the episodes. So if you're listening to this and it's not the day it was released, just you can check out stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you over there. And then you can also follow us individually. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Año.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.